Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying, I want to talk to you from the subject today of starting over or the setups. Starting over or the setups, if you want a subtitle. A lot of you right now are out there and you are starting over. Starting over could mean moving back after you went to a different location that you thought may be a little bit more successful, more promising, only to find out that where you started from was better for you. Or you may be starting over with a new job because the job that you had before was not promising. They didn't hold the agreement like they said. Or, you know, you may have been released from the job, but you're starting over. You very well may be moving into a new place and you're starting over. And the circumstances of your move may have not been what you wanted, but you have moved. But one of the things that I want you to think about with this starting over is that you are starting over, starting afresh. This is a brand new slate for you. And I want you to sit there and I want you to think about what happened when you started over. Have you ever had to start over abruptly? And then the starting over, you were at your lowest point and, you know, it may have, what happened, you may have needed to live with people, move with people, or, you know, I may have needed some help. And the funny thing about that starting over, it really defined and showed you who was with you. Because after all, if they were there with you to start over, then they are good to start and continue to move forward with if they were there for the right reason. Because, you know, there's some people that while you're starting over, they are praying for you, P-R-A-Y. And some people are praying on you, P-R-E-Y. So just think about the startups. You may be starting a new relationship as well. You may be are saying, well, I don't know if I can move forward. You got it in you. You got another one in you because what's going to happen? You're going to start this one fresh. You're probably sitting there saying, well, if it was so great, why did I not have that controversial conversation? If I would have just kept quiet, then I wouldn't have had to start over that relationship. Oh, well, now that I've done all of this, I've moved out of this place. And on top of that, I have to start a new job at the same time. Right now, I have to catch the rhythm of the paychecks. I should have just stayed where I was. And that could even very well leak its way into you with the new church. You may be saying, hey, well, maybe I should have stayed at that church. But if you weren't growing, then it was time to start over anew and start afresh. And that's one of the themes in the good book is, you know, being made anew, things being refreshed, rebuilt, and restored, and things like that. That's one of the sweeter areas of the good book. So I don't know who I'm talking to. You're sitting there, and you may be saying that, like I said before, maybe if I would have just stayed where I was, maybe if I'd have chilled out. It may have ended abruptly with like some kind of, like I said, some kind of conflict or disagreement. But that person not being quiet and that person, you know, putting you out or doing what they did, you may have said, well, I was doing perfectly fine. I was good and comfortable. But maybe the problem is that you were good and comfortable and you don't need to be good and comfortable, but you need to move on to a discomfortable, uncomfortable place so that you could rise and move forward. I don't know who's sitting there listening. Don't look at me in that tone. You're ready. It's going to be okay. You're starting this process over. Oh, but I tell you what, when you start it anew, you're going to look up everything. You're going to have a myriad of things. You're going to look up and you may start very well with just being sleeping on a new couch, a new furniture. And you very well may be ending up with a house full of stuff by the time this process is over. You have once again come into the land of Mike Belief, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never, never land wished that it was never created in the first place. And Wonderland, wonder, why it was created at all. And I encourage you to dial your inner child and let your imagination run wild and to dream like you'll live forever. But please make sure that you live like you will die today.
I quit!